Hey there, good people. We are back here in the groove. Shady Groove, that is. Back here in the cut. It is the Shady Groove. And we're talking really shady this week because it is about that time when the ghosts, the goblins, the ghouls, the witches, the werewolves, and what have you are all out. And it is Halloween. So we're going to be rocking this podcast this week to go along with the holiday. Some people's favorite holiday. It's a good one, so we got a lot of good tracks about werewolves and ghosts and the what now. So we got some Harry Nilsson, a little bit of a little bit of the White Stripes, the Gourds, the Black Keys, Fish, Warren Zevon. You know what we're talking about. So we're gonna be coming at you strong and coming at you scary and crazy. So keep it right here. This is the Shady Groove. Let's kick it all off.
Son of millions.
Huh? Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, who said that? Harry? Is that you?
Son of millions.
Hey, it's not funny, man. What is this, sort of a... What is this, some kind of... Where'd you get all those sound effects from?
RCA Records and Tapes.
Shake down street. Used to be the heart of town. Secret of our love. ghost, little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I awoke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I mean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most. Can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition. But because of my condition, scare me up a little bit of love. I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Well, all right. That was the White Stripes doing Little Ghost off of their Get Behind Me Satan album in 2005. And we had a little Jack White theme going on. Before that was the Dead Weather, I Can't Hear You was the name of the song off of their Sea of Cowards album in 2010. Pretty rocking album. That's a quasi-supergroup of sorts composed of Alison Mosshart from The Kills, Jack White of the White Stripes and the Raconteurs, and Dean Fertitta of the Queens of the Stone Age and Jack Lawrence of the Raconteurs as well. So a pretty good one there. And then had a little dead theme going on. You can't have, obviously, the Grateful Dead are gratefully dead, and what better to bring during Halloween. That was Shakedown Street, coming off of their Shakedown Street album in 1978. And the little snippet to begin was off of Harry Nilsson's Nilsson Schmielsen album. That was the last 30 seconds of Take 54 off of that album. So let's keep it on rolling. Would it be Halloween without the Monster Mash?
Began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Morty sent you. Then you can monster mash and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can
monster mash. Mash! Ooh! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Time you feel
tune by Harlem. That's called Friendly Ghost, a Harlem off of their 2010 album Hippies. So we had a little ghost, little ghostly theme going on that last block. That was Friendly Ghost, and then before that was Gorge doing Ghosts of Hallelujah, and off of their album of the same name in 1999. And before that, obviously, probably one of the most iconic Halloween songs, going back to 1962. It was a single by Bobby Boris Prickett, or Pickett, I'm sorry. And that was the Monster Mash. What a great tune. And let's keep going. This is Shady Groove, and it is a Halloween podcast for you right now. And obviously, you know, when you got the werewolves, you got the howling. So let's kick it. Black Keys howling for you.
All right.
Well, my right hand, I get some.
just crossing my train. My baby by my side. Boy, she the sweetest thing you ever seen. The dog is howling, and the hound. Go ahead. Listen, baby. Have you ever been loved by?
Check that out. Now, here's a little history. Check this out. It's a that was Howlin' Wolf doing I Ain't Superstitious off of an album called the London Howlin' Wolf Sessions. And this is actually one of the first, it's just one of the first super session blues albums, basically. They it sent Howlin' Wolf, a blues master among of himself, among a lot of other famous musicians from the second generation of rock and roll. In this case, it was Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood, Charlie Watts, and Bill Wyman. It peaked at number 79 on the Billboard 200. That was a great track right there, and obviously, you know, Wolf himself doing Ain't Superstitious. And the Black Keys before that doing Howlin' For You off of their 2010 album Brothers. I talked about it last week, but this is really getting me excited. They have a new album called El Camino coming out December 6th. And by the way, that Howlin' For Wolf song, if you haven't seen the video, just check it out. Go to YouTube and check it out. Howlin' For You, the Black Keys. It's actually been nominated for Best Rock Video at the 2011 VMA, so check it. This brings us to about the midway point of our jam of our podcast today at Shady Groove, and we're going to do a one better for you right now and kick it with a little Wolfman's Brother from Phish. Went from Howlin' to Wolf. Check it.
Stars. imitation of propellers from afar. It's a wolfman's brother. Coming down on me. So with meaningless excitement, smooth atonal sound, it's like a cross between a hurricane. The wolf.
a place called Lee Ho Fook's. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Give me that good old Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. That was off of his Excitable Boy album in 1978. And we started that with the Midway Jam, Fish doing Wolfman's Brother. That was from July 15th, 1998 in Portland, Oregon. So we're about winding it down. We only got a couple left for you today, but this is The Shady Groove. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and leave a comment. I always love to hear them. But let's keep it scary for you. This is Beck doing Strange Apparition.
Lord, please don't forsake me.
Yeah.
Just laugh like that all the time when I was a kid, man. That was great. Great tune. It wouldn't be Halloween without Thriller. So that was Michael Jackson. I'd Rather Be Dead by Harry Nilsson and Beck doing Strange Apparition. So we were winding it down. It's about the end for us, just like we do about this time. This is Shady Groove when we do the Gourds. This is Haunted off of their new one, Old Mad Joy. Check it out. See ya.
Heart full of reverence, sitting on the neighbor's fence. You're going out, you Caligon. Now the two of us are one. Iron out of Baltimore, SC-234. 11 out, the weather's fine. Kitchen floor, stepping on a dinosaur, and now the house is hitting home, and its curtains all alone, hanging ten and keeping score for an hour, maybe more. to give up now would be such a lonely victory.